This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Already a call waiting to go for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Jackie and Flasher has a request of Congressman Cramer, so we'll take it. Bring it on. 800-228-0550 if you want to get in line for another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. The most important thing to your health is your sleep. Raise your hand if you want to be healthy. Raise your hand if you'd like to be more healthy than you are now. I thought so. That's why what I'm about to tell you can do just that, make you healthier. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. The 4-for-1 deal is back, so it's a great time to get healthier and get yourself a new pillow. You get the classic 4-pack combo for $99.98. Now, folks, here's 4 pillows for less than what some pillows cost you at a department store. 2 classic pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. There's also the premium pillow. That's the next notch up. And by the way, if you see a MyPillow at Walmart or some other place like that, it's not a classic or it's not a premium. It's not the pillows we're selling you here. Father's Day will be here in a flash. Great opportunity to give Dad, Grandpa, better night's sleep, better health. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. 4-for-1. Great deal. 800-506-9028 is the telephone number. 800-506-9028. Or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Okay? Promo code Scott. One leftover comment from last hour. I'd like to think that yesterday's treatment of Trump was payback for his birther attitude towards Obama. Don't have a nice day. Wouldn't want to be politically correct. Okay, thank you. Yeah, if the media is doing payback, they've lost already, right? So another texter says, does a no vote for Measure 1 abolish the current law, therefore allowing corporate farming? It does not. If I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. Corporate farming law remains in place with the yes vote on Measure 1, June 14th. The only difference in the law was 2 exceptions, exemptions or exceptions that they're allowing and writing in to say a hog farm, a dairy operation with limits are allowed. But I would call that, small change. The argument against it from the Farmers Union and others, oh, as soon as you do that, then you're going to do something else. Then you're going to do something else, you know. It's sort of like if I give you a piece of candy, then I give you 2 pieces of candy. Then pretty soon you can want 3 pieces of candy. And, then you're going to want the whole factory. It's about the most juvenile argument I've ever heard. North Dakotans are smart people. All right, last text left over from last hour. If you're half German and half Norwegian, Scott, you're too stupid to know you're really nice. See, now that's the sort of Donald Trump speak, right? A little humor in there, a little reality, and I love it. All right, time for a talk radio town hall. On the program, 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here for the whole hour to answer any and all questions you have on the program today. Welcome back, Congressman Cramer.
Well, I'm happy to be back, but I have to, in full disclosure, I'm half Norwegian and half German, which I always thought made me the perfect North Dakotan, but I thought the emailer had a pretty good point.
You're too stupid to know you're really nice. Yeah.
Oh, my. That's really clever. Oh, goodness.
Oh, it is, for sure. Oh, my goodness. We've got some questions and comments left over here, and the person that had a request of you is no longer there. So we have some lines open if you want to come back with that request or any others. I want to spend a little time today talking about Donald Trump on a Bismarck Event Center stage less than a week ago. You know, some folks were there, some folks were listening, others may not have heard it at all. Give me your recap on it.
Well, you know, it's one of those things, Scott, where my role, much like yours, I mean, our involvement in it was such that it almost becomes a bit of a blur and almost anticlimactic because we've been working on it for so long leading up to it. But that said, I did listen attentively to the speech. Of course, I recognized a few of the lines in the speech, but I don't know how you could have been there or watched it or even read about it and not thought, wow, there is a movement taking place in this country, and guess what? North Dakota is right in the middle of it. We're part of it. And it was pretty cool. It was exciting. It was certainly interesting. I thought it was a great display of democracy. And I frankly thought his speech was quite good. It was substantive. It was disciplined and focused. And he certainly left no doubt that he believes that the energy renaissance is here to stay and that it's a revolution. And I particularly liked two things that he focused in on that I was very appreciative of and frankly was encouraged by and encouraged him to include. And one was the emphasis on rolling back regulations. And he went every bit as far as I could have hoped he'd go in his comments, including talking about the Clean Power Plan and the Obama administration's assault on fossil fuels and his willingness to roll those things back is quickly and as dramatically as possible. And then the other thing that I liked a lot was his emphasis on, you know, basically I think the line was something to the effect that that the cartels will no longer use energy as a weapon. And this has been an area of emphasis of mine for a long time. That's why I talk more about energy security than I do energy independence. That the especially the oil and gas renaissance in this country has allowed us to use the peaceful tools of energy development rather than in supplement to the weapons of war. And I think Donald Trump more than anybody understands how useful our place in the globe can be with the use of energy development. So I just thought it was a fantastic speech, and the response was fantastic. And when you consider that some 7,500 or so people paid to be there, and the first, you know, couple thousand paid to be part of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, and the rest paid right out of their pockets just to walk in and watch Donald Trump and listen to him. And I don't know how you can't love that kind of an activity in a free system.
No kidding. Okay, we're going to keep going through this, but we'll defer to calls as they come in as well. Marty in Dickinson, you're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall at 800-228-0550 on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Marty.
Good morning, Mr. Cramer.
Good morning.
Hey, I got a question for you. How does the United States ever get energy independent when oil is traded on a global market and OPEC can shut us down anytime they want?
Yeah. Well, it's a great question, because that's why I talk more about energy security than energy independence. But there are a couple of things. I believe we absolutely could be energy independent, but we are in a global market where we both sell outside of the United States and we import. And that's true of food. I mean, we grow enough wheat that we can't eat it all. So we sell some of it overseas, but we also import some in other parts. And we do that with a lot of products. But the bottom line is, you become energy independent when you can, at least you could be independent if you want, if you needed to be. And I think that's the fine balance. One of the things, maybe not here so much, but in a lot of the national trades over the last few weeks, some of my comments about things that I presented to Donald Trump in advance of the speech were things like the fact that a third of our refineries in the United States are owned by vertically integrated foreign companies. And that makes it, you know, I'm not saying that's inherently bad or evil in any sense, except that it's something to be aware of. The other thing is, of course, and this is why I'm the prime sponsor of a bill that's gotten a lot of attention in the last few weeks, that would put together a commission to investigate OPEC and the other national oil companies. When we're competing in the global market for oil, we're not just competing with other, you know, private sector businesses. We're competing with countries, obviously, and we want to make sure that they're not, you know, engaged in any unfair practices. Because what happens, Marty, and you, I think this probably gets to your point as much as anything. What happens is OPEC or the cartels and the national oil companies, they can drive the price down like they've been doing by overproduction. But remember, they can do the opposite, and that's usually what they do. Once they become the monopoly again, they drive the price way, way up. And that's why we can be the stabilizing force. So our ability to be independent makes us secure. We can certainly produce plenty of oil to be independent, but that doesn't necessarily mean we don't want to trade globally. So it's always a fine line, but I would say this, Marty, though, we can absolutely tomorrow be independent on the North American continent. And that's why things like the Keystone XL pipeline are important, because Canada produces so much oil as well as the United States that we can, on the North American continent, be independent right now if we get our act together.
I know it. Yeah, I was at the speech last Thursday, and I loved every word he said. Get the EPA and all the regulations out of the way and just let private enterprise take over, you know.
Amen.
For the United States, we can do that.
Marty, good points. Appreciate the call. Nice to hear from the Western Edge in Dickinson today, home of our affiliate KLTC. Take a short break. AM 550 K-Fire. AM 1100 The Flag. AM 1090 KTGO. Boom into the Bakken. Wherever you're listening, we appreciate it on What's in Your Mind. More with Congressman Kramer coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. From starting your child's savings account to closing on your first mortgage. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. Well, that and conveniently designed spaces to make banking even more comfortable for you. Get what you've come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Animoose, North Dakota, and in Yulin, Minnesota, featuring early and late model equipment, harvest equipment, tractors and trucks, and Pfeiffer's land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, and Mercer counties in North Dakota. For detailed information on these equipment, land auctions, and many more land listings, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items. The pizza, the pop, the cookies. $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Brought to you part today by S&S Motors of Watford City. Brent Sanford and his team up there have a great lineup of vehicles right now. And if you don't find one you like on the lot, they'll find you one. They go get it for you. That's what they do. So they are a buying service, basically. You call and say, here's how I did it. I said, I want a Ford Explorer. I want it, that new model, but it could be, a few years old, and not a ton of miles on it, but leather seats, got to have the CD, just a couple things I wanted. Literally a day later, boom, got it for you. So it's really great. They do a good job. SNSMotorsInc.com. Also, for all your service needs right there in Watford City, give them a call, 701-444-2341. 701-444-2341 at SNS Motors, Watford City, North Dakota. We'll be in Tioga on Friday, by the way, so out there in the patch. More with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions or comments are welcome for him. We're recapping the conversation, the address to the masses of the oil and gas industry in Bismarck at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference last Thursday. Any questions or comments you have for Congressman Cramer? Any requests? Jackie and Flasher. We lost Jackie and Flasher. I don't know if the bad connection or what, but Jackie, we're going to put on an APB for you pretty quick here because we're now curious what this request is. But back to finish on Donald Trump here and to Marty's earlier point. First of all, I just have to know, you had been asked, and everybody knows because this is like national and international news, energy advice to the Trump campaign. And so you write this paper, and people know that you've written a paper and given this advice and everything else. And then he's on the stage, and he's saying these things. So some of these things, you've advised him on. You've said, take this position and take that position. So what was that like?
It was and still is a little bit surreal, except that so much of it's common sense that you hate to take much credit for common sense, especially these days when the Supreme Court of the United States is actually agreeing with us on several things. But it was certainly encouraging, and it was, satisfying in lots of ways. But what was most satisfying, Scott, was that he was standing in the middle of the state I get to represent and saying it. To me, that's what was so encouraging, that he acknowledged the importance of North Dakota and all of this. And this only being really the second major policy speech he has given. I've been in the room for both of them. And, I also liked the consistency of it. Frankly, even the title of it, was something I had recommended, an America First Energy Plan, and used it. So yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, that's what I liked about it, honestly. I mean, you can get in the weeds on it. Okay, what does this mean? What does that mean? Just like he says, make America great again. He's just saying, look, we're going to be number one. We're going to take this back. And we have currently an administration that really, and we don't talk about this, we just take it for granted, but all the regulation and everything is it has a purpose, it has a design. He said in the speech, quote, President Obama's stated intent is to eliminate oil and natural gas production in America. His policy is death by a thousand cuts through the onslaught of regulations.
Yeah.
We don't talk about that. That doesn't make the average story when these things come out, but that's what we're up against here, isn't it?
That's exactly right. I took a lot of heat from some of the far left groups for a number of things I'd been talking about the last few weeks in preparation for this. As you know, Scott, a lot of the national media have been covering my preparation of this, of the issues. And yet when you start rattling them off, Scott, the regulation, I mean, the coal regulations alone, Scott, against the coal industry under this president alone in three columns. Just the titles now. I'm not talking about the actual regulations. I printed them all out and rolled up the sheet of paper. It's 23 feet long. Three columns, 23 feet long of titles of rules and regulations by the Obama administration aimed at the coal industry. So it's we're not exaggerating. And there's one little thing after another. And I think, and that's part of their strategy is to inundate us with so much that you can only deal with a couple at a time, and then make sure they're very short comment periods, like on the stream protection rule, for example. Make sure the comment period is short, but the regulation is huge, so that the industry can't actually respond to all of it. And it's been common. That's also why all of these things are on hold. That's why the courts are holding up the Clean Power Plan and Waters of the U.S. Several other things. And now, and as you probably noticed yesterday, we received a massive win at the Supreme Court of the United States, 8-0, no less, against the administration over a water jurisdictional question of a North Dakota company. So, death by a thousand cuts, that's their strategy.
And so he mentions the oil and the coal, specific examples where this has happened. Then he says these actions have denied millions of Americans access to the energy wealth sitting under our feet. This is your treasure. You, the American people, are entitled to share in the riches. President Obama's anti-energy orders have also weakened our security by keeping us reliant on foreign sources of energy. And says every dollar of energy we don't explore here is a dollar of energy that makes someone else rich over there. And guess what? They do with their riches. Fund suicide bombers.
Yep.
Right? Fund suicide bombers. Plot to take down the United States of America. My gosh. You know,
yeah.
What I like about this is we don't talk about a lot of this. We just sort of take it for granted. You know, we just take one punch after another. We don't actually have a conversation about it. And I was glad he's
nothing if not highlighting issues no one else will talk about. I mean, that's been his gift to the American discourse since the very beginning. And, you know, you're right on point, and he was right on point. And did you notice, I thought of you when he talked about how much wealth there is under federal jurisdiction. Remember, we used to, how many times have I said it's at the current price, which at the time was probably $105 a barrel, we owned, the American people, that is, owned like $123 trillion worth. And I think he had the number down now to about $50 or $60 trillion worth because, of course, oil's half the price. But, you know, it doesn't take a guy like him long to figure out, wait a minute, we could wipe out our debt with just our federal reserves if we really wanted to get after it.
Right, and he talks about what do you do with that? Rebuild roads and schools and bridges and public infrastructure, right?
That's right.
What North Dakota's done. Not to mention connected, cheaper energy, boost American agriculture. He's talking about ag.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. I mean, here's the thing he does better than anybody, and this is why I believe there's a renaissance is coming politically. He connects as well, if not better, than Ronald Reagan did himself. He connects jobs and the worker. The union worker, the non-union worker, the blue-collar worker, the agricultural worker, the middle-class American, he connects that to wealth and to wealth creation. And this is something that we've not done. And when I say we, Republicans haven't done well in recent decades, it's something certainly Democrats haven't. They've been driving the wedge deeper and deeper between the job creator and the job, and the person that has the job. And Donald Trump brings it all together better than anybody.
He sure does, that's for sure. Let's see, Karen, let's get you in real quick here with your question. Probably have to get the answer on the other side of the break to Fargo, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Karen, your question?
Small family farms are very important to me. I don't know what your viewpoint is on corporate farming.
All right. Short question, so you could give a short answer.
Sure. Well, I think if your question is about the measure, that's a little different than the corporate farming. I think our network of family farms works very well. It's been stable at about 30,000 for a couple of decades at least now. But I do think that when it comes to large animal farming and processing and whatnot, you know, the addition of corporations will either attract business or we won't have it.
Listening to the program. All right, more on that after the break. Karen, thank you for the call. More questions, welcome. 800-228-0550 for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Don't go away.
The Safety Minute brought to you by North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
The unknown is everybody else. Even if you are the world's greatest driver and you do everything correctly, you can't control what the other several hundred thousand people in the state that have a driver's license do and the ones that are passing through. You can't control when you might be passing by, you know, a drunk driver in the opposite lane. You can't control when somebody else is distracted driving and they decide to sideswipe you. Or the car in front of you slams on their brakes because a rabbit just ran out in front of them. And, you know, you're looking down at your phone or grabbing something and so you don't see the brake lights come on. Next thing you know, your car is crunching the back of theirs and there's somebody that's hurt as a result. The point that I want everybody to remember is not driving distracted protects us from the unknown. It protects us from all of those unexpected things that happen every day that people don't plan for.
To learn more about distracted driving and training to help improve safety on the road, visit NDSC.org. That's NDSC.org.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How'd you like to make $32 an hour working for a great company? That gets your attention, doesn't it? You can live in Killdeer, North Dakota, too. Right up there is among the most beautiful places in North Dakota. Beautiful. Love the area around Killdeer. Just on those Killdeer Mountains and the drive up that way. Oh, my gosh. Many times I've pulled over some side road just to soak it all in or snap a photo. Or if you prefer Williston, they have a Williston location as well. I'm talking about Polar Service Center. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. And they're in search right now of good mechanics, tank trailer mechanics, service technicians specifically. Pay up to $32 an hour to fill the spots they need at Polar Service Center. 507-696-1164 is the number for Terry. Terry is one of the top dogs there at Polar Service Center. And when you call him, he's going to chat with you, pre-screen you a little bit, and get you into the system pronto because they love they've hired some of their best people from this program. Somebody who knows somebody, you know, you got to call, and they just love it. They told us, hey, Scott, without you, you know, we wouldn't have the staff we have, and we don't need Craigslist anymore. We're just hiring great folks. So we love hearing that. I mean, they have great benefits, great payment plan, the 401K, all of that. They're working on vehicles, trucks rather, bumper to bumper, and of course doing all the tank trailer work as well. They have tank parts too at Polar Service Center. Williston location is just to the east of Williston, off Highway 2, by the Love's Truck Stop there in Peterbilt, the Killdeer location north on Highway 22. Call them at 507-696-1164. Ask for Terry if you're interested in one of those jobs, and tell them Scott sent you to Polar Service Center. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. Back to just to finish on Karen's point on the corporate farming thing, you basically have an argument from the Farm Bureau to say, you know, why would you restrict this? Why not let the market set it? And you've got the Farmers Union saying, boy, if you in any way do anything different to the current corporate farming ban, the sky will fall. Which is right?
Well, first of all, the bill does. I don't think you can. You cannot stifle progress or stop progress because more progress might be made. You can't say something's a bad idea because something else is a bad idea. That seems like a hollow argument to me. And I'm not familiar with the argument. I haven't heard it. But you know, you can make the slippery slope argument about some things. There's no question about it. But I don't see that in this particular issue that we get to vote on here shortly. So, you know, I guess I'd have to say I don't agree with the argument. I do think animal agriculture is different, especially when you're talking about the magnitude of things today, you know, whether it's a dairy or, some other, you know, large feeder operation or, you know, even finishing. You know, it's just, it's different. And you're not going to see a family farm build out a, you know, several thousand herd of dairy cows. That's just obviously not going to happen. So maybe you don't want that kind of development in your state, but I kind of think North Dakota does. So I guess I don't buy the argument.
Thanks for the call, Karen. And let's go next to Tim in Botno for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Tim.
Well, good morning. Thank you very much. Good morning, Mr. Cramer.
Good morning.
My question is a little off topic. My son just got out of the Air Force recently in February, and now he's dealing with issue with his wrist, and he's trying to get into the doctor to see him. He started out 5 weeks ago doing this, and they told him up front, they said it would be 10 days to 2 weeks before you anybody will call you back. We're past that, and he just talked to someone this morning, and on his note sheet, he has 16 phone numbers, and people can't get him through. And it's go to the next person and go to the next person. I hate to say this, but I was so frustrated, I grabbed the phone from him and I talked to the person. I said, this is ludicrous. Me, if I called Trinity Medical Center in Minot, which I'll bet you is 5 or 6 buildings spread throughout the whole city.
Yeah.
And you called one of them office, I don't care if it's inpatient, outpatient, ICU, whatever. If you call the wrong department, they say, oh, hang on, I'll transfer you. Or here's the number. This is ridiculous.
Can I ask? Yeah. So
it's a 22-year-old young man, and yeah, you can't get your wrist fixed.
No,
now, what
ridiculous.
I'm going to do is I'm going to hang up, get your response. But what I would like from Scott is if I can give this screener Tyler's cell phone number,
yes,
and someone, the people, they and get a call back, that's out of the question. There is no such thing as a callback.
Yep. Yep.
So
yep,
if someone can call him back, and I'll hang up.
Yep.
And get
well,
the
don't, actually, don't hang up, Tim.
Yeah.
Just hang on, and we'll have Manny pick up the phone. He'll get the cell phone number for your son. We'll give it to Congressman Cramer's office, okay?
I just want to make sure, no, does your son live in North Dakota? Does he live in Minot now?
Yep, he's home with me. He's in Botany.
Okay.
Yep, he lives in
okay.
Botany.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you. And don't hang up. We'll get your information. We'll get right on it. But I'm embarrassed once again for the VA and for the United States of America. And this is why what Donald Trump is talking about is exactly what I've been talking about. And attempts have been made, incremental attempts through the Choice Act, and it's even been fixed. And still, we're dealing with this third party administration, this third party group, Health Net, that's become a worse bureaucracy than the original bureaucracy, and it's unacceptable. And we ought to get rid of them, throw them out, and every veteran ought to get a card and go to Trinity or any other place. That the idea that somehow we have to accept worse treatment for veterans than anybody else gets, including illegal immigrants, by the way, as per Donald Trump's comments the other day, which are factual, is mind-boggling and unacceptable, and this is yet one more example of how awful it's become.
I wanted to inject here too that Tim, what you're doing is a service, because it's probably not fun to get on the phone and talk about the situation with your son and the calls and everything else, but to get on and have it talked about so other people hear, wait a minute, Congressman Cramer will take the number? He'll take the number and actually get to the bottom of this? I mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, Kevin, but your staff does this all the time, right? You get to the bottom of these problems for people, so that's what your member of Congress is for. They're here to solve these problems for you. So I'm glad he reminded us of that. We'll get the number and get that to
now,
you.
Now I can calm down maybe, because stuff like this makes my blood boil. When we default to the bureaucracy, and then
anyway. What do you find when you call? I mean, obviously your staff's going to call their staff and get to the bottom. What do they? Hey, we messed up here. Do they own up to it?
They
more
always
often than not?
Blame someone else. Scott, they always blame someone else. And as good as our Fargo VA is, and it's really, really good, the problem is you're not talking to the Fargo VA. You end up talking to this third party that's got a nice, fat, no doubt government contract I can't hardly believe that we accept it. What I can't believe is that our Health and Human Services or our VA or Department of Defense, that our President of the United States accepts this as somehow, okay. And that's what gets me. The people that can actually do something about this are in the administration, and they don't and they won't. So we'll continue to try to pass legislation, and get rid of it. But we just need to allow veterans to go to the hospital of their choice. I'm tired of them having to go to inferior health care.
That makes too much sense. It's just perfect. It's been released. Roy in Wimbledon, you're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Roy.
Yes, Congressman Cramer.
Hi, Roy.
Are you aware of a thing called a cyclone steam engine?
The cyclone steam engine.
Right.
I'm not sure that I am, but
okay.
Not specifically.
Now, this steam engine was developed about, I'd say 8-10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been following this pretty close, and it's a very fuel-efficient engine. It does develop steam, and they can take it from cold water up to, in about 5-6 seconds, up to running.
Sure.
And it looks like it puts out about a horsepower per pound. A 100-pound engine looks like it'll put out 100 horsepower. But anyway, about 2 years ago in July, the U.S. Army has gotten in there and gotten a hold of it. And this engine has never been developed. And I think that engine would burn one quart of propane to propel a full-size pickup, probably from to Jamestown to Bismarck and back. And I've been kind of wondering why this thing is not being coming out. And the other thing is I have contacts in Germany and stuff that there's vehicles over there that, you know, are quite fuel efficient. 2.5-ton trucks going down to that Autobahn making 40 and 45 miles to the gallon at highway speeds. And basically the conclusion that I have come to is that there's just about 50 cents a gallon tax on gasoline and diesel fuel. And I'm wondering if the government is in partnership with oil companies to, you know, you buy a new pickup now, you're lucky you get 15, 18 miles to the gallon. Well, you figure that out, you know, it makes you start to wonder how come this engine isn't out. I mean,
Before we let Congressman Cramer answer that, Roy, did you say earlier that it was on the radar of the military somewhere? Did you say the Army or something?
The Army
had picked up onto it here about 2 or 3 years ago, I think in June or July. I've been following the development of this engine when I first seen it.
Right. So what I'm getting at is if the Army is looking at it, then it isn't being deep sixed by the government, right? I don't know. What happens to ideas like this? I mean, if Roy's right and that engine does that, who puts it through its paces to say this is worthy of taking a look at and getting more?
Sure. So in the case of the Army, they have a contract division, if you will, and there's certain milestones you have to meet and whatnot, and it's very possible that they've gotten to a certain level and couldn't quite get over the hump, or maybe it's still in the development process. I don't know. Oftentimes the government, and especially the military, is the tester, if you will. They become an anchor of new technologies and whatnot, but sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. My guess is, it's only a guess, is that this one either hasn't worked or it's still in the formation and the experimental stages. But there's no reason, first of all, anybody would think the government, this government especially, is in cahoots with the oil industry. You know, I think that'd be hard to prove. However, I do believe that consumers ultimately have their say and will have their way. And certainly manufacturers of automobiles and other things, if there's a technology that would be this, that would save people money, that would be more environmentally clean, it's going to take off. If it works, it will take off. I have no doubt about that.
Appreciate the call, Roy. Thanks for sharing that story.
I'll be looking it up.
Yeah, and sounds like you put some time in researching that and doing everything else. Let's see, Terry and Glenn Allen, Jerry on the road, and Marge in South Dakota. I wanted to ask about Veterans Choice, but we are going to go to a break here and not have a chance to either get the questions in or the answers, so we'll do that on the other side of the break. Our final segment for Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Tomorrow we'll have the candidates for Lieutenant Governor. Nicole Pullman and Brent Sanford will be here on the program debating. Friday, we're live at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza, Tioga.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Troy O'Glum of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to bump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engines, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injector pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 74 cents per bushel. Biodiesel is available at more than 20 locations in North Dakota. To find a supplier near you, log on to ndsoybeans.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors not available in all states.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I mentioned we'll be in Tioga on Friday this week, one of our top 10 towns. I want to thank our friends in Tioga, the innovation and energy capital of North Dakota, Tioga, North Dakota. Next week, Friday, the Republican primary governor's debate. Wayne Stengem, the current attorney general, Doug Burgum, Fargo businessman, entrepreneur, the two of those individuals will be debating on this program. That is another of our talk radio town halls with a debate tomorrow. We're doing the Lieutenant Governor candidates with Lieutenant Governor candidate Brent Sanford and Lieutenant Governor candidate Nicole Pullman, who's a state senator from Bismarck. So a lot going on in that governor's race, and we will cover it all for you on What's on Your Mind. Okay, let's get these calls in. Quick questions and answers, if we could. Congressman Kramer here. Terry and Glenn Allen, your question for Congressman Kramer on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yeah, say, Kevin, that was a perfect intro for this question. Is, you know, when you went outside the Republican convention when you first became representative, did the state Republican Party run ads against you like they're doing against Doug Burgum? And I just want to make a quick comment, and then I'll hang up.
Sure.
Because this here, to me, was never between Wayne and Doug. This, to me, is what I believe is what's best for North Dakota. Mm-hmm. And I believe what's best for North Dakota, I mean, this is just an opportunity of a lifetime, the way I look at it, by adding Doug Burgum, his knowledge and expertise to our state. And it's kind of the same deal with Donald Trump. I believe that's kind of why I'm voting for Donald Trump, too. But anyway, that's my question. I was just wondering if they ran ads against you like they're doing now. Okay.
Sure. Okay.
Thank you.
So, thanks, Terry, for the question. And it is interesting. They did do some stuff, voter turnout stuff. I think they funded some direct mail for Brian Kulk, who was the nominee. It was not to the magnitude it is today, although I don't know that the party's doing a whole lot. I mean, they're certainly supporting Wayne Stengeman, and they ought to. They're well within their rights to do that. He was endorsed through their process. It's also why I believe we ought to, you know, and I believe this since back when I was chairman, Scott, that we ought to embrace the primary process more and perhaps even to transition that direction as a party rather than the convention process. But that said, they did. They ran ads against me, but not a lot. And I don't think they're running a lot against Doug Burgum, although they're certainly more active than they were against me. But that might be a matter of resources more than anything. We're also talking about governor, which is the highest office there is. But I'm sort of with you with regard to let's open the process. Let's include more people. We win elections and we grow our party by inclusion, not by division. I've said all along, I think that Doug Burgum running in the primary and announcing it prior to the convention was critical, and I think it's been good for our party. And we're going to have many, many more Republicans voting in the June primary than there will be Democrats, and many more than probably we've ever had. And that's why I think it's a good thing to have these types of contests and add to the numbers rather than subtract from them.
And I've said it before, I'll say it again, it's good people.
That
come at this with different skill sets and different things on their resume that could play a role, and it's up to the voters to say which one do I want, which is the best fit, right? I mean, it isn't he's good, he's bad. I mean, my gosh, Doug Burgum's written more checks to the Republican Party and funded more Republican Party things than. Am I right, Kevin? I mean,
Doug Burgum has been a very solid Republican supporter of mine and others for decades, just as Wayne Stengeman has been a solid Republican activist and office holder for decades.
Absolutely, I mean, been in the trenches in the party for,
absolutely.
You know.
I would say this. One of the things that I think is catching on, Doug's ability to raise money. I've read a letter to the editor today where somebody's slamming him again over a couple of large contributions from out-of-state people. I mean, remember, the ability to raise money is great, not only for the candidate, but it's good for the state party as well. I think back when I was state party chairman, boy, that to have a governor that could raise a lot of money for the team, that was a great, that would have been a great blessing. Instead, when it came time to make payroll, I made the calls to try and raise the money to pay the staff, and to have a real active fundraising governor. There's nothing wrong with that as a party, and I'm sure that's part of the equation for people.
All right, Terry, thanks for the call. Let's get Jerry on the road in here. Quick question, Jerry, please.
Yes, my question is, I have a sister who lives in Canada for over 10 years, married to a Canadian,
mm-hmm.
and this year she decided to draw Social Security off what she paid in when she lived here.
Oh.
But her husband, who's never lived here or never worked here, finally he gets $600 a month just because. So I was wondering, how does that work?
Boy, that's a new one on me, Jerry. So he gets $600 a month from U.S. Social Security Administration?
Correct, yes.
Wow, okay.
I was wondering how many thousands of other people are doing the same thing.
Yeah, well, let's look into that. I'm going to check that out. I've never heard that before.
You're game one to look into. Let me get a couple of texts in here. Let's see here. I listened to Donald Trump's speech. If he does 25% of what he said, we will be 100% better off than we are today. It was a great speech.
Yeah.
Here's another. Says, I'm 22. I've been to a few speeches, but the speech Donald Trump gave was the most American speech I have ever heard. After the speech, I had such pride to be an American, I wanted to get an American flag tattooed across my entire chest.
Some liberal would have tried to burn it off of you.
Yeah, well, then take it from me. I'll just be your parent for a moment. Don't do that, because you might regret it at some point. But it is an interesting comment.
If only Jack Zaleski and the Fargo Forum could understand.
No kidding. But, you know, if you want Fargo Media to tell you how to think, North Dakota, then just be against Trump. I guess they're for Hillary then. I don't know. My gosh, that'll help Donald Trump. God bless you, folks. Thanks, Congressman Kramer. We're out of time. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Imagine your bathroom transformed. A renovation that can happen in as little as a day.
Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnom to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. Here's the deal. Bath Planet is here now and taking calls right now for free estimates where they come and show you what your bathroom will look like digitally with a new tub or a shower. That's right. You can trust these folks. Bath Planet offers stylish, low-maintenance, affordable bath products that transform an old bath into a beautiful, safe retreat you'll love. Their innovative products, their knowledge of accessibility solutions for the home, and exceptional designs are just a few of the reasons why Bath Planet is the nation's fastest-growing bath remodeling company. Plus, they've earned the distinguished Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. A lifetime warranty, made in the USA, 19 colors to choose from. Call now, 701-552-3289, 701-552-3289, or go to bathplanet.com/North Dakota for a free estimate.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.